My dear brethren and sisters, as we come to the close of another glorious and inspirational conference, our hearts are filled with gratitude for the abundant blessings which have been poured out upon us. We have feasted upon the words of Christ. Our minds have been quickened by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we have worshiped the Lord in spirit and in truth. To all that has been said, may I not add my personal testimony of the truth and divinity of this great work, and leave with the faithful saints in all the world my blessing. I say to you and to the whole church, and for that matter to the whole world, that a gracious and loving Father has in these last days spoken again from heaven to his servants, the prophets. His voice has been one inviting all men to come to his beloved Son, to learn of him, to partake of his goodness, to take his yoke upon them, and to work out their salvation by obedience to the laws of his gospel. His voice has been one of glory and honor, of peace in this life and eternal life in the world to come. I know that God lives, that he sent his only begotten Son into the world to work out the finite and eternal atonement. I know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he received from his Father the power to ransom men from the spiritual and temporal death brought into the world by the fall of Adam. I know that the Lord has set up his church and kingdom on earth for the last time, that in this latter-day kingdom is found the power and authority of the holy priesthood, and that this church administers the gospel and makes its blessings available to all who will believe and obey. I am not unmindful that there are good and devout people among all sects, parties, and denominations. And I feel that they will be blessed and rewarded for all the good they do. But the fact remains that we alone have the fullness of those laws and ordinances which prepare men for the fullness of reward in the mansions above. And so, we say to the good and noble, the upright and devout people everywhere, keep all the good you have, cleave unto every true principle which is now yours, But come and partake of the further light and knowledge which that God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever is again pouring out upon his people. Now, I pray that our Father in heaven will bless his people, bless them abundantly, and in full measure. I pray that the saints shall stand firm against the pressures and enticements of the world, that they shall put first in their lives the things of God's kingdom. They shall be true to every trust and keep every covenant. I pray for the young and rising generation that they shall keep their minds and bodies clean, free from immorality, from drug abuse, and from the spirit of rebellion and defiance that is sweeping the land. Our Father, pour out thy Spirit upon those, the children, that they may be preserved from the perils of the world and keep clean and pure, fit candidates to return to thy presence and dwell with thee. And let the preserving care be with all those who seek thy face and who walk before thee in the integrity of their souls, that they may be a light to the world, instruments in thy hands to bring to pass thy purposes in earth. And may the Spirit be with us now and forever, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.